Welcome to Coffee Contrails.
Today's story is called Gossip Queens, written by Stephen Capasso.
Part of Camilla Tartaglia, read by Stephanie James.
Donna Margolius, read by Kristen Martin.
Ronnie Pizzoli, read by Luisa Cardoza.
Oh my God. Veronica Pizzoli?
Camilla Tartaglia?
I haven't seen you in years. How you doing?
Oh my God, it has been years. How you doing? You look gorgeous.
You're not looking so bad yourself, you know.
Go on. How you doing?
I manage. The kids are grown. It got kind of lonely after Stefano passed away, so I sold the house.
You know, after Marty died, I sold my house too. Moved to Florida. I come back every once in a while.
Funerals and weddings? Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. That's all I go to anymore. Funerals and weddings. Florida must agree with you, Ronnie. You look gorgeous.
Ah, you're so sweet, Carmella. Say, remember that time we was having a cookout? My daughter brought that Negro boy home. Marty had a heart attack. You saved his life. I didn't know you knew CPS.
CPR.
You know what I mean. So where are you living at these days, Carm?
With my brother in Piscataway.
Piscataway, huh?
Yeah. After Steve-O died, I didn't know what to do.
Oh, Carm, I'm so sorry to hear about Stefano. My heart just dropped when I heard what they did to him.
Thank you, honey.
Ugh, terrible. Just terrible to rub him out like that after all he did for the family. No respect, I tell ya.
We was together 22 years.
Ugh, 22 years. God bless ya.
Yep. What a guy my Steve-O was. So handsome. I remember our wedding day like it was yesterday. Fat Joey gave me away. Remember Fat Joey?
Who doesn't remember Fat Joey? That guy was so funny. He could stick a spoon on his nose and lift a girl in a chair with one hand.
All while singing. That's amore. Always with a pretty girl.
Always with a pretty girl. I heard he liked guys, too.
He married that Puerto Rican girl from Bensonhurst.
Well, she looked like a guy.
Ronnie, that's not nice. But it is true. She always had a 5 o'clock shadow.
I heard Fat Joey bought her an electric shaver for her birthday.
No!
I'm kidding. They whacked him too, remember?
Found him in the trunk of his caddy at LaGuardia. May he rest in peace. I always said Cadillac made the best cars.
I'm sorry I didn't make it to Steve-O's funeral, Carmella. I wanted to. I really did. I couldn't get a plane nowhere in Florida, the hurricanes and all. They ever find the body?
Nah. He's buried under a stadium in Trenton.
Trenton? Why Trenton?
Who's gonna look for a body in Trenton?
Oh, may he rest in peace.
How about you? Did they ever find Marty's body? Bastards.
Paulie showing up at his funeral, saying how sorry he was and all. I could have stuck an ice pick in his eye.
Well, he got his.
I always said he was the one who whacked my Marty. Not even a wood chipper could make that guy talk.
Rest assured, honey. He's fertilizer now. Oh my God. Look who's here. Donna Margolius, is that really you?
Camilla Tartaglia? Oh my God! And Veronica Pizzoli? Oh my God! I haven't seen you girls in years! How you doing? Ugh, the people you run into at a funeral.
Donna, you look gorgeous. Doesn't she look gorgeous, Com?
Like a million bucks.
Oh, you girls are so sweet. You're looking pretty good yourselves.
What are you doing here, Donna? You know the stiff?
Come on, everybody knows Butterfingers. Morty was his dentist. He even came to my daughter's bat mitzvah.
Donna, I'm so sorry about Morty passing.
they ever find the body?
In a meat truck.
Oh.
Oh.
With Mickey Mossberg. Hung them back to back on a meat hook.
They were always together, those two.
Nobody could make us laugh like those two guys.
I always said Morty and Mickey should have done comedy.
Huh, like Abbott and Costello.
Martin and Lewis.
Instead, they got involved in this thing of ours.
La Bella Vita. Those were the days.
Ah, yes, the good life.
My Steve-O always had tickets to Broadway shows or Yankees or Mets games. Life was good then.
Too bad they had to go and kill each other.
Or worse, rat each other out.
Neighborhood's not the same. Everybody's gone.
Don't look now, girls, but here comes Bartolo Migliaccio.
I thought he died years ago.
He took over the Verrazano family after Pete the Bookie went to prison.
He looks like death warmed over. What's he, 90?
Jeez, the old gang is either dead or in prison.
Wasn't that Joanne Butter running to the bathroom?
You mean the stiff's wife?
Did she put on the weight of what?
Well, you would do, married to a chef.
The last time I ate at their restaurant, the food stunk.
Really?
Manicott was their signature dish. Mine sat on the plate like a limp dick.
Mom.
Ronnie, it's a euphemism.
Is that a social disease?
Look, Joanne's come out of the bathroom. Doesn't she look terrible?
Wow, she did put on weight.
Oh, poor dear.
Don't look now, but look who's making an entrance.
Oh my God, it's Barbara Buccelli.
With husband number 4.
She's looking slim and trim.
Wasn't she on Jersey Shore season 3?
No, she was fired before they started filming.
She told the director to go, you know what, himself.
We was just talking about the old gang being dead or in prison, right? Look around. What do you see?
I see that fat a-hole Bartolo in his Armani suit hitting on that blonde bimbo with the fake bazongas.
What else?
No men.
Right. No men. They're all gone. We could, you know.
If you're thinking what I think you're thinking, then I'm thinking what you're thinking.
That was a little too deep, guys.
Ronnie, all the men ain't around no more.
So what?
To run things.
As in the family business.
And what, you're thinking we can?
Yes.
Yes.
You mean as in take over?
That's what we're talking about. Ronnie, you remember what it was like when Marty was running things? Late nights with the crew, the money, the power.
Now that they're all gone, it's our turn.
We step right in, pick up where the guys left off.
We'll do them one better, because we women know what's what.
Come on, let's ditch this joint and go to my place. We can talk more about it there.
I don't want to go.
What's wrong?
I don't want to go to Piscataway.
Why not, honey? You thinking what I'm thinking?
If you're thinking what I think you're thinking, then I'm thinking what you're thinking.
Who is he?
You had sex with Bartolo Migliaccio?
You had sex with Bartolo Migliaccio?
Only a few times. Marty was away and all. I didn't know when he was getting out, if he was ever getting out.
Gee, Ronnie. Bartolo?
You know how many other women that scumbag has been with?
I was lonely. Besides, he gave me rides to Piscataway to work. He even talked my boss into giving me a raise.
So what? Now you're traumatized?
Yeah, I got PMS.
PMS?
She means post-traumatic stress disorder. I guess we could meet here.
In a funeral home.
Why not?
How about we go to Parducci's? We can discuss our future over dinner.
Parducci's? Where the hell have you been, Veronica? It hasn't been called Parducci's in years.
Chicky Parducci went to prison years ago.
For embezzlement.
He had to sell the restaurant to pay his attorney fees.
I never liked his wife.
What about Caputo's?
I always said, you can tell a good restaurant by the quality of their veal dishes.
Carmela, what about the wake?
Ah, screw him. I never liked this son of a bitch anyway.
You know, girls, we put our minds together, we will own the world.
I'll call Caputo's and tell him we want the room in the back. We got business to discuss.
If you like today's recording, please like and favorite us on Facebook and Twitter. And you can find us at coffeecontrails.com. Thanks.